Right now we'd like to do a song for all you freaks out there.
Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many are those. Get off track at the intersection of the 20th and 21st century. It's rare import, independent, and demo. It's rocked by Christians. It's off the beaten track with Feeble Man.
The best hack ticked and stacked.
Say. How do you do? More people die each year being struck by lightning than from tornadoes and hurricanes, and yet the chances of being struck by lightning are one in a million. The odds of surviving an electrical shock of millions of volts are even more remote. The woman in this story and her husband were simultaneously struck by lightning, a jolt that left them dying until they were struck by an even greater power, and their hearts and minds and lives were unshackled.
Import.
Thank heaven for the simple things, room to dance, a girl to break. Between the tunes, a glass of gin and do-si-do, you've fallen in. Take what's the number by the hand and say, this way to the promised land. But you don't need your overcoat, cause where you're headed, you won't freeze. 666 degrees. 666 degrees. '89 in chemistry, they say a doctor you could be. You'll heal some sick, you'll make some friends, among them is Mercedes-Benz. I love the life, you'll live it high, a scalpel slips, a patient dies. But you'll win your case and wait to hear the judgment that the judge decrees. Oh, look out, 666 degrees. 666 degrees. 666 degrees. 666 degrees. Hey! 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 Where heaven is no easy path. The right and proper way to go, the wisest of us never know. But if you're here for my advice, check your motives.
Check them twice.
But should you sit with Satan, you would sell your soul for just a breeze.
666 degrees.
Punch recording artist Key Lime Rain. Before that, Chatterbox kicked it all in. Still to come, part two of my interview with bassist Richard Lynch of Saint, as well as some Nobody Special, Empty Tomb, and more. Hey, if you got a comment, question, or insult, be sure to hit the comment button and let us have it. Got a request, hit the contact button. And if we got it, you got it. Breaking now for an editorial reply, compliments of Isaac Erfrey.
And now, speaking in reply to an editorial broadcast last week on this station, is Mr. Hutto Crunk. Mr. Crunk.
Thank you. Last week, this station had the unmitigated gall to broadcast their belief in Jesus Christ and his soon return. Now, I was born in the United States, and I've been to church, so I like to think of myself as a Christian. But I find it hard to believe that this is, as this station puts it, the final days. In fact, I find a lot of what the Christians are saying today hard to believe. Take, for instance, evolution. Christians are saying that God made man out of dirt. Come on, now, I find it hard to believe I'm nothing more than a big mud pie, you know? On the other hand, I have no trouble whatsoever believing that many of my relatives are monkeys, and I'm sure most of you would agree with me. And what about astrology? You know, they say you can't even rely on your horoscope anymore. Now, I don't see anything wrong with it. Of course, I don't believe in astrology, but then again, I'm a Sagittarius, and we're naturally skeptical anyway. What really gets me upset, you know, kind of gets me sweaty behind the collar, is this thing they're calling the rapture, or rapture, you know, where Jesus calls all the Christians to fly to heaven. And what's more, they say that it could happen at any time, hotty ha ha ha. Come on, can you imagine that? Thousands of Christians flying around the sky? Ridiculous. And how will you know which ones to take? Yeah, you know, with Christians saying things like this, it's no wonder most of the folks in our community don't even go to church. Now look, we all know if you want someone to agree with you, you gotta tell them something they can believe. So let's stop all this science fiction jazz and get back to preaching the golden rule and church potlucks, you know? And the next time you hear someone talking about Jesus coming back sooner, this rapture thing, you know, you tell them you won't believe it till you see it. Thank you. Guys? Hey, I'm done. Hey, you know Elfine? Hey, guys? Hey, where'd everybody go? Come on. Uh-oh!
Red alert! Starcraft approaching! Everybody put on your gear!
It's everything Saint. SaintSide.com. Official Saint website, saintside.com.
I'll run my barrel in the street, just outside of town.
Were they just warming up, or was that it?
Played Nordic Fest, I assume in Norway.
Right.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was so fun.
I bet it was.
The only thing that was unfun was the plane ride. 17 hours on an airplane is just brutal. I'm telling you right now, my bottom was broke by the time I got off that airplane.
There, God.
As far as the Norwegian people were super, super friendly. We were able to go see the castle there in Oslo. We had a great, there's about 400 or 500 people at that particular show, which was pretty good.
Very good. Yeah.
We were able to mingle with the people and talk to them and witness and those sorts of things. So, yeah, we had a great time. If anybody plans on going to Oslo, Norway, though, my warning would be is take lots of money a Big Mac meal cost $17.
Oh, goodness.
So that's, you know, that's the only downside to that. But it was a blast. We had a great time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, of course, you played in Puerto Rico subsequent to that. How'd the Puerto Rico show go?
Puerto Rico was, it wasn't as quite as many people. It wasn't a festival. But the people there are so generous and so friendly. And the promoters, we got there last Friday, the 3rd. And from the time we got there till the day we left on Monday, these guys were taking us anywhere we wanted to go. They showed us Old San Juan. They took us to the castles. They fed us every day. They bought us, on the way to the airport, that we stopped at this little place outside of Old San Juan, and we didn't have an opportunity to eat any of the traditional Puerto Rican food, which I'm kind of like a freak like that.
And no, that's
too bad.
I'm
a little scared of eating things that I don't know what they are. And, and our guide, or the promoter that was with us, he started busting up laughing on the way out of there, because I made him promise me that he wasn't going to feed us any kind of strange organs or anything like that.
Yeah.
And he's laughing his head off, and he's like, I have to confess. And I'm like, what are you going to confess? And he goes, no, I'll just keep it to myself.
No,
and he never did tell me. He never did tell me.
Yeah.
So everybody was, you know, everybody thinking that we were eating some sort of horrible whatever.
Yeah. Messing with your head.
They were good. It was great.
That's right. That's cool.
Whatever it was I ate tasted good, so.
Must have been the famous Puerto Rican rice.
Yeah, we did have some of that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. I had it when I was a kid. But nevertheless, I digress.
Set the stage. The pointed blade sent. what this country needs.
Bogged down again with Feeble Man and Off the Beaten Track.
You were sent to hell, and you were born again. You were the joy, got me to a happy boy. A happy boy. But you returned to sin, caught up in the world again. Why did you fall away? Is it just a game you play? Why did you fall away? Is it just a game you play?
How do you do? There's a kind of mystique surrounding rebellion, especially among young people who want to do things their own way. But those who disregard others fall into a life of conflict, as the man in this story learned. His biggest problem was his own willfulness, for which there was no cure. Not until his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
When I accidentally hit a chicken crossing the road, I knew it was time to get off track.
Demo.
Irrational, misguided.
this is the truth.
Well, truth is really a relative term.
No, no, I mean the absolute truth.
Now, there are no absolutes, really.
Are you sure?
Sure I am.